Now here's the new mayor, Dianne Feinstein.
Yes, I can remember this distinctly. No, I didn't see a lot of blood. He was on his face. I saw blood around his neck. I tried to get a pulse, and that's when I saw there was a hole, and I knew that he was dead.
Attention all units, additional information on the 187 suspect, former supervisor Dan White. He may be in a vehicle, a possible old Dodge or Plymouth maroon color. That's a possible old Dodge or Plymouth maroon in color. Possible addresses he may have fled to. 1641 Vallejo, apartment 1. That's 1641 Vallejo, apartment 1.
I heard the shots and then I smelled the gunpowder. And it was the gunpowder that really drove through the reality. And then I moved, I went down there, I opened the door, I walked. First Dan came whipping by. Mm-hmm. And I opened the door, went in and found Harvey.
Central, Flynn.
Yeah, where are the victims going?
I don't know if they're going anywhere. They're
DOA?
It's supposed to, Harvey Milk and the mayor is supposed to be DOA.
Okay.
They might bring him here, but very probably the coroner will take him from there.
All right, that's fine. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Guest tonight is Supervisor Dan White, a former policeman, a former fireman, and now since January a member of the Board of Supervisors representing the 8th District, which includes the Portola District, the Crocker Amazon, the Outer Mission, Visitation Valley. Supervisor White, you're one of those rare political individuals who's not a lawyer, who's never been in politics before, just a regular guy who suddenly found himself a member of the Board of Supervisors. after a month and a half of it. Are you glad you did it?
Well, I find it very fascinating, very interesting. People ask me, are you having fun? And that's the furthest thing from my mind. I could never describe it as fun, but it's quite an education. It's a learning process, which I'm going through now, but it's also a very fascinating insight to what really makes our city move and our government move.
On the city.
My main consideration at all times is what is best for the city of San Francisco. If there is a financial savings, if there's an efficiency factor that is greater, that could be greater, under a new system, then I would support it.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things?
Go your own way. Go, go.
Fleetwood Mac, The Clash, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
A person who is dedicated and interested and devotes the time can go down to City Hall and learn the mechanics of being a supervisor and voting on issues using common sense and concern for the city. But if there are any real changes to be brought about in San Francisco, and I feel they're desperately needed, changes of direction for this city, it rests on the shoulders of the people of San Francisco.
Supervisor, we'll watch your career with great interest in the years and months to come.
Well, thank you,
Jerry. Thank you for joining us.
It was very enjoyable.
Our guest tonight on Viewpoint has been Supervisor Dan White. We appreciate your joining us, too, and we hope you'll join us again next week. Thank you. Good night.
Charlie 4. There's a fireman there who's babysitting Dan White's baby there. Use caution there. 290 Moscow, 3 Charlie 4.
San Francisco, 1978, tonight on Selvin on the City.